Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. I hope you enjoyed Sheila. Unfortunately, given the logistics, we were not able to get back with her to continue the interview, but I did cover the major points I wanted to cover with her. What was her take on the Iranian experience and some of her other travel experiences? She could have gone on for an entire day on that, of course. And then, of course, the all that transition to Alaska, which was such a fascinating. I always enjoy seeing where people have a crossroads and they decide to take a particular road and where that takes them and why it takes them there. And she has an interesting story, or had an interesting story in that regard. As I said at the beginning of the program, I think one of the things that most people wonder is, do you feel secure? Do you feel in any way threatened or worried about your security? And the answer is that you do not feel any real fear in Iran. I've mentioned, of course, the people were extremely friendly, the friendliest people that we, Pinky and I, have ever run into in our various travels. Just so warm and so interested in finding out how we felt, and not only approaching us and smiling when we told them that we were from America, but they were incredibly generous. A couple of people just, you know, offered what they had just purchased, you know, an ice cream. There was a special ice cream that at the end, in fact, it was the last day Pinky and I tried, and we were sort of asking what it was, and she said, you know, here, take it. She hadn't touched it. You're just not going to find that very many places. So you feel very secure in that respect, but there are two facets of the Islamic revolution and life in Iran, and especially when you go as a tourist. So one of them is it's very controlled in terms of where you're going to go. You have to be sponsored by a particular person with a very strict itinerary as to where you're going to go. And we went into small hamlets and visited weavers and had a chance to talk to the people all over. But we were cautioned that we were not to go off on our own and to keep to the itinerary and to keep to the group. Otherwise, we put both the Harvard Museum of Natural History as well as our Iranian tour guide, who was responsible for us, at risk in terms of their licensing and their ability to go forward with future visits. So in that respect, it was very very strict, you know, the visa process, etc. And as we traveled through the country, and we went first by plane to Jazz, it's about 45-50 minute plane ride, very good plane, Iranian air, you know, on time, clean, efficient, very full, the flights. Wherever we went, there was that control of what we were doing. For example, in the once we got to Yazd, then we took a bus and it went to about five cities, and all the cities were very sophisticated, large cities, over a million people in population. And the infrastructure excellent, the roads, I envied them as when I compared them to Puerto Rico. But as we went in the bus, both outside Tehran or outside, you know, these different cities, we had to go through checkpoints. And the trucks had to go through checkpoints, and the cars were also at times, well, you know, pulled over. But we had to stop at every one of those checkpoints, and also cargo trucks had to stop, and the our driver had to bring a log and plus the certification as to, you know, what the schedule was and where we were going. And I'm told that, you know, based on the mileage and where he was going and where he was and the day, etc., that itinerary had to be kept. And this was a police checkpoint. And those were, you know, about every hour and a half, I would say, if we had a five-hour trip, we'd have to be pulled over. And the other thing, although, is, you know, it doesn't, you don't feel that they're, you know, listening to you, or there's no army people around, or then the police are really far, few and far in between, except for these checkpoints. You do have a very, very strict control of the media. I mean, what gets published there has to go through the censorship, and the English and other stations, the BBC was blocked for half the time we were there. CNN and all those are not permitted. So that's not a question of security, but from terms that you feel insecure in terms of your of something that could happen to you, but there is this control of the media and of the internet, and that both for the tourists and for the Iranian people in terms of having access to TV and to the internet, although there are satellite dishes all over and people are having access to programs from all over the world. And similarly, in the internet, the proxies are utilized to also access Skype and Facebook, etc. And apparently that's just really prevalent. One of the interesting things that occurs in Iran, and I think it differs from other places, is that there's a really big difference between the public and the private space, and there's a great amount of respect for the private space, so that they may take the satellite from your roof, but they would not go into your house, into your home, and that's sacred. And so, what happens within the your home and in the walls of your home is private. And so there, you know, the access to internet, to access the dress code is very different. I'm told that we did not visit any homes, but based on talking to people and books that we read, the access to alcohol in the home, some people will even ferment their own wine, etc. It's kind of two worlds in that respect. But there is no real, you know, fear of being in danger or being watched over, and it's just the opposite. There's a great sense of you're being welcomed and all, and it's part of the Iranian culture going way back. And you can feel it from the very beginning, from the moment you arrive until you leave. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. What I want to discuss is the situation with the government, how it's run, and what we can expect in the short run, which is really quite important for U.S. and for world peace. So we'll be right back after this break.